If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, gentlemen.
Howdy, boy.
Howdy, boy.
Morning.
I think this is the first time we start off this week, all three of us, right? In the same chair. Everyone good? We're all good here.
Oh, good. All right. Watching a little Open Championship.
Oh, yes, indeed. We do.
Got up early.
You know what?
I'm not doing so good.
Has it started already, sir? I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Well, because it's in, you know, it's over there. So it starts at like 4 a.m.
All right. Well,
I placed a wager on it. I know nothing about golf. And Leroy was telling me about some college kid he's been betting on. But I just went. I just put a couple of bucks on Scheffler. $3 bet wins me $14.25. So I got big money on Scheffler.
Scheffler. Right.
Now, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
There's some carnage over there.
Oh.
The leading score as of right now is 3 under par.
Wow.
Wow. Rory and DeChambeau might not make the cut.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
It's carnage. And I can't, it's windy. It looks miserable.
I was about to ask you, what's the weather like? Because it's usually like these crazy, windy, sometimes rainy conditions over there.
Well, I'm looking at the flag right now. And the flag is bending, wobbling. It's wet. It's a little like just rainy. It's brutal. So, and like I said, usually in the first round, right, they put the pins in, you know, easy places. They let you ease on into it. And sometimes, you know, one of those 6 or 7 unders will be leading and then it gets difficult. And, you know, that's usually around, you know, if you get to double digits. Now, usually in the Open Championship, because the weather is so unpredictable, if you have nice weather, they light it up. So then you have the 16, 17 unders that win the major championship. But, oh my goodness, like the hardest hole is 130 yards. They're hitting it out of bounds on this hole.
That's rough conditions.
Yeah. It looks miserable. Scheffler's getting ready to tee off right now.
But here we go. Come on, Chef. Let's go.
This
three big ones on Chef.
This golf leaderboard of the Open Championship update is brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. Gentlemen, did you have a chance to watch any? It came on early. It was a 3 p.m. start time. Did you have a chance to watch the best summer league team I've ever seen in my entire life?
No, I was hosting during that time
that's
yesterday.
Right. How dare you?
So I
you didn't put it up on the TV?
Yeah, come on.
No, I didn't. I was just I just counted on Solana to give me updates because I was on with Solana, and then we had Amy Audibert on while she was watching the game. Oh, so nice. I just it was theater of the mind for me yesterday.
Right.
Did we end up winning?
Oh, did we? It was a 92-79 victory over the Dallas Mavericks.
You know what I realized?
What's that?
I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's when you can tell you're better organizations.
Yep.
Right? It's not whether your stars play with a purpose. But if you go to the bottom of your roster,
yep,
you go to your G League, and they're all playing with that same purpose. That's a well-run organization. And so when definitely. You see these guys playing, they're not just out there playing basketball. They're playing with a purpose. They're moving. They're doing, you know, basketball stuff. You know, whereas you look at other teams, and other teams is like, oh, I'm getting mine. This is summer league. I'm balling out.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely. So it's really cool to see that. And I would always tell people this in the preseason. Right?
Yep.
Sometimes the way to tell whether a team is good or not, or going to be good for the long haul, is not the seven or eight plays that your starters play, you know, in the first quarter, but those 20 plays in the fourth quarter that guys play when nobody, those guys might not even be on the team. And you see the way they play and the way they play with purpose and the way they, you know, kind of are learning the system and stuff like that. That means that message is strong, you know, when nobody's messing up in the fourth quarter in preseason. You go, you know what? They have their stuff together.
Yeah, definitely. I think I remember some stat where the Baltimore Ravens went like six seasons without losing a preseason game. And we think of them right. And the Steelers as like organizations that are run well.
Right. Exactly.
Well, when players who are like fringe NBA guys, when they sign with this organization, they know they're going to be given the tools to develop. Doesn't right. work out for everybody, but you think about all the great undrafted and reclamation stories we've had over the years, the Gabe Vincents of the world. Like, players understand that if you really want to, if you're a guy who went undrafted, or look at the case, we see this guy Josh Christopher balling out, who is a former late first round pick from about 4 years ago who didn't pan out, so he's trying to make the second run. If you're looking for either the career resurrection or, you know, to be the underdog story, the Heat organization is going to give you as good of a chance as any other.
Right. Exactly. And I think they all know that. They all know this is their opportunity to become the best version of themselves. And it's cool to see. You know, I like watching the games, not, you know, and just going, wow, I am really impressed at, you know, from top to bottom of the organization, how hard they play and how with a purpose they play with, as far as, you know, playing together, guys that might not even be together, guys that might not even be in the league.
Well, yeah. And let me add this, fellas, because let's cherish this summer league, because remember, they do crown a champion at the end of summer league. And the Heat are the best summer league team right now. Yep. They're going to get into that semifinal. You're going to have two games to hoist a summer league trophy. That may be the only championship the Heat win this year. So let's cherish this summer league. I'll take it.
I'm going to say this as nicely as I can say it. No.
Yeah. Come on. it's a championship, dude.
Like,
it counts.
Professional basketball players beating other professional basketball players en route to a championship. Yeah. I will take it. I will celebrate it.
This is more competitive than March Madness, I'm telling you.
Oh, for sure. I would say this. I guess we're not having no parade.
No, but we'll still go to the elbow room. What do you think of this?
We have like a small parade at Dolphin Mall or something.
They're calling this the dunk of the summer league. This is from Alondis Williams yesterday. You know, we're so focused on Josh Christopher and you know, Khalil Ware that we forget there's other players on this team that are good.
That's right.
Oh, goodness. Where did his arm go? Like, he loaded that thing down from his hip.
Loaded.
Yeah, my arm doesn't bend. And he bent it back. What? His hip. Like, is he? She's like triple
who's
jointed.
Who's the point guard that used to do that? Do that crazy arm thing behind his back. He played for the Celtics. And
D.
Then,
Brown? No.
Played for the Celtics when they won a championship in 2008. Then he played with the Lakers.
Rondo.
There it is.
Mysteriously
became
a
3-point shooter.
Yeah.
In the bubble.
Mind you, this is about three I'm sorry, a three-point game.
Look where his arm goes.
Yeah, a three-point game with 6 minutes left in the fourth. Like, these aren't garbage time buckets. And as you can see, it's a three-point game. We ended up winning by
that dude didn't come. Hey,
yeah,
that dude didn't come over there with no real look.
Nah, he had no chance. Even if he did, he cocked that thing so like all the way back. There was no chance.
I love how smoothly he transferred into the celebration. Like the transition was perfect. Man. He's flexing right after he hits the dunk. That's a poster right there. See, this is what Leroy's coming around now. You see plays like that in Summer League, the Summer League championship is going to mean something.
And the stats that Khalil Ware put up yesterday.
No.
Come on. 24 and 10 yesterday, Leroy, for Khalil Ware with 3 blocks. Come on. This guy's ready. He's ready to start already.
Well, here's going to be the interesting thing about the Heat season. Right? They're going to have to rely on a lot of young talent. And that's not something Spo has been accustomed to doing. And I'm interested to see if he's going to empower these young players, because you realize you need them a lot more than you have in previous years. Or is he still going to bring them up slowly and watch, you know, and only play them when you only have 8 men dressing?
I mean, I will say Eric Spoelstra has had a history of actually doing his best work when the odds are stacked against him. And, you know, obviously the 2 championships he won were with, you know, one of the greatest collections of talent of all time. But some of the best coaching jobs that he's done in taking rosters that, you know, should be underachieving and make them overachieve. Right. I think Spo actually, maybe Riley and Andy don't enjoy it as much, but I think Spo actually enjoys a roster with so many young guys and underdogs on it.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I could see it, but I don't know. Like, I think some of these players are really good. I don't think they're underdogs. I just think that, you know, like in a lot of other teams, these guys would be playing a lot sooner. Jovic would have been playing. Right?
Yeah.
That guy's been a pro basketball player for a long time. To sit here and bring him over here. Right. And to bring him over here and say, you know, he's young, he's got to work his way into it, when he's been playing professional basketball longer than Tyler Hero. Right? So, I think at some point, you know, like a lot of other teams, because here's what happens. Here's what's happened to the Heat in the last few years. They brought these guys up slowly. So they go back and forth. They sit on the end of the bench for 2 years. That third year, they come and ball out. Now you got to decide whether to pay them. And you got nothing out of them. Yeah. Right? And that is, you know, you want to talk about, you know, Tua and, oh, we need to see more. What about all these guys that got big contracts from the Heat after 1 year because you sat them on the bench? So at some point, you got to be able to either, one, get return on your investment sooner, or not pay out all these big contracts after 1 year of playing well. And it's happened a lot. Think about it. You can go all the way back to Hassan.
Yeah.
Right?
And I regret that.
Think about all the big money. Think about, oh, the 31 and, was it 31 and 11 versus 11 and 31 team? Or whatever that number was, right? Think about that. How many guys got contracts then? You could go with, Dunks is a little different because he gradually worked his way to it.
Yeah.
Right?
In retrospect, that might end up becoming a deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Max Strus. Right?
Yeah, I miss Strus. I like him.
Kendrick Nunn.
None better.
You see what I'm saying? So there's
till he left.
Because they couldn't pay him.
Yeah.
Right? So I would like them, if they're gonna spend the time and the resources of, you know, getting these guys ready to play NBA basketball, I would like you to benefit from that. I would like the Miami Heat to benefit from investing the time and effort to developing these young players. And a lot of times you basically or a farm system for the rest of the league, because now you get them to a point where they have a good year and contribute, and you can't afford them.
Now, speaking
now
of,
you're about to now you're going to do it again with some other young players you got that you drafted.
Yeah, you usually the Heat will develop guys, get them paid, and then they're never as good where they go next as they were in Miami because they don't have that culture. So, but they get them paid, which is good. Good for them. It's a win. Win for those guys. Loss for the Heat.
One of the players who earned his way to a contract, rightfully so, Bam Adebayo yesterday added 17 points as the U.S. beat Serbia in some exhibition action. 105-79 was the final score. They improved to 3-0, and Steph Curry led the way with 24 points. And honestly, you can watch the game highlights from tip-off to when it was done, and it just seemed like everyone was pulling out their signature moves. This team USA is just like I saw Steph Curry hit a shimmy. I saw LeBron hit his stupid little step back. Bam Adebayo even hit a three-pointer. Anthony Edwards, you know, everyone was doing their thing. So.
Yeah,
well, and Serbia is a legit basketball country now. Isn't that where Jokic is from?
Yep.
Yeah, playing? Definitely. Yep. And he was in the lineup yesterday, but, you know.
Loser.
Not too much you could do. Absolutely, not too much you could do.
Wow.
It was definitely good to see. We got some more headlines when we come back. These headlines that we brought you so far were brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
When we come back, we'll focus on some other summer league action. Caitlin Clark, of course, in the headlines again for breaking yet another record. We got more on the other side. Stick around on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, live on 560 WQAM.
Rory shot Bruce Smith.
What? Rory shot a Bruce Smith? Oh, Bruce Smith. Okay, let me think. Oh. I can't think of another 78.
I was trying to think of, if that's Bruce. What was Bruce Smith's number?
I don't think it was 78, bro.
I think it was 78.
I think he had a cool number.
It was 70. Number.
Oh, you know what? I think you may be right.
Yeah.
78.
Bruce. 78. Man, that's good. Okay, what about, damn, I can't even think of a good 78.
That's how I do scores.
No, I like to do this all the time. I'm not going to lie to you. I like to, like, name
a player. Richmond Webb, 78.
That's good. Michael Orr. What about Michael Orr? Huh?
74.
Come on. Damn it. 74. Brian McKinney.
Brian McKinney was...
Huh?
Ooh, I don't know. I think he was damn near 78 too, somewhere around.
Oh, 78, nothing. Baby.
78. Yeah. Wow.
Friend of the show. No.
Now I'm gonna tell you this.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to do it with offensive and defensive linemen.
Yeah. No, it's fair.
But I can wide receivers.
It
hurt me with wide receivers because when they start using the teams.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm pretty good at, but the defensive linemen, they're, you know, the 90s. You just got to think the 90s for the most part.
No.
It used to be. Now it's all mixed. Everybody mixes up.
Because keep in mind, somebody might be listed as a DE.
Yeah.
Or somebody might be a DE, but is actually a linebacker. So, LT was considered a linebacker, but he played, he was a pass rusher.
All right, look, I'm going to do this real quick. I don't want to go on a crazy, but, you know, it's summer. What are we doing here? I'm going to give you guys a number. You both give me a player that wore that number. It's almost like I declare war here, what's about to happen.
Okay.
Whoever's player is, you know, better wins that round. All right, you guys ready? I'm going to start with a hard one. 99. Give me your best 99.
Jason Taylor,
yeah.
No, you can't pick the same one. He picked Jason Taylor.
Oh, hell.
Oh, there's so many 99s. Right? You got it first. I mean, but look, you got Warren Sapp. You got Aaron Donald.
That's great.
There's a couple 99s out there.
I think Aaron Donald was more dominant at his position than Jason Taylor was at his position, only because Jason Taylor played the same position as LT.
Ooh.
See,
Jason Taylor was a game changer, though. He scored so many.
Can
I change to Warren Sapp? Then he was pretty darn dominant.
Here we go.
Yep.
I did not say Jason Taylor wasn't.
Mm.
But I'm saying.
So you were hating on Jason Taylor.
Hating on Jason.
That's where we go. What I'm saying is what Aaron Donald was at his position, it's hard to put Jason Taylor there because he played the same position as LT.
All right, I'm gonna give you another number.
Who is the one person that changed the way we play football?
You heard it here from Leroy. Jason Taylor should not be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Scandalous. Scandalous stuff here.
That's it.
What about 93? Give me your best give me your best 93.
Adewale Ogunleye. Is he 93?
Okay.
93.
Yeah.
93. 93.
Yeah.
I can't think of a 93.
Hmm. Calais Campbell? What about that one?
Ooh.
Is he 93?
Yeah.
Or is he 93?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Maybe.
Oh, and Dominican Sue, people are saying on the chat.
Sue. 93. Yeah, that's a good one. I was going to say 90.
For some reason, I was thinking 91 for him, but I'm not great with numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, D-line is hard. The only one I know. Ooh, you know who else was a 90? Wait, what number was. Played for Green Bay.
Oh, Brown. with the crazy face mask, right? Oh,
Brown. He was like 340 pounds.
You're talking about the big guy that you talk about. Him.
Goodness, I think he broke my shoulder.
According to Google,
with a pinky.
Yeah,
the best 93 according to Google was John Randall or 90.
John Randall.
That's what John Randall, and I played with him, and I can't.
You see, unacceptable.
You didn't know it's not. Yeah, I'm looking at him in a Vikings jersey,
dude.
Here.
Yeah,
I told you. I mean, I started off by saying I struggle with offensive defensive linemen.
All right, this is the last one. Number 21. Give me your best number 21.
Deion.
All right. I mean, look, there's a couple options though. Before you, I mean, Deion is
Deion.
What about
Deion?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Deion.
I'm going to go LT.
Sean Taylor.
That LT.
Sean Taylor was 26.
Oh, Sean Taylor. Yeah.
Did he wear 21 or wear 26?
He was 36.
In the NFL, he was 21. Or was it?
Yeah, he was 36 rookie year, switched to 21. In college, he was 26.
I think at Miami, he was 26, but then he switched to 21. And I'll go with Sean Taylor then.
Sean Taylor. Man, I'm not going to lie. I can go through the entire list of numbers and just think of like players. I'm positive that's a sign of autism, but hey, I'm just pushing forward. Like, you know, I like it. 34, Ricky Williams, D'Angelo Williams, and just keep going with like various people. It's very short.
And 34, I think I would go Earl Campbell.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, okay, but
that's strong. I mean,
Ricky Williams.
Strong.
Mean, come on.
Yeah.
Ricky. But Earl Campbell.
Didn't Ricky, he wanted the number 34 because he admired Earl Campbell?
Yeah, because they both went to Texas.
Yeah, he wanted that number because of Earl.
All right, so I think because of that, Earl wins for sure.
Exactly, you know, the tie goes to Earl.
If you're wearing it because of him, then that's it.
Right.
I told myself I'd stop, but I just keep thinking of more and more numbers. Things have gotten crazy, though, ever since they changed the jerseys. Remember, we saw Melvin.
32.
Okay. See, no matter what football number we get.
Andrew and James, I think, wore 32. I go with him.
I just go Magic Brown. Johnson every time. I'm not going to lie to you.
Jim Brown. Chop liver compared to Ed.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. was 32. Okay.
Too soon.
No.
Too soon. Like, it ain't going to never be. Like, listen.
Rip Hamilton.
I can separate the two.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can Hall of Fame
I wonder if
football
they got O.J.
player,
on Madden.
But had some issues.
Is O.J. Simpson on Madden? Donald, have you had a chance to play more NCAA football?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait.
I played a little more,
Donald.
Yeah.
Yesterday, during the show.
Mm.
So, I can hear through the wall, you know, when my son gets up and stuff like that. It might have been Tuesday, right when you were talking. It was during the show. And I'm hearing, and I'm like, no, he isn't.
Like a referee whistle.
Yeah. I go over there and he's playing NCAA.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
He got the
guess
expensive
who he's
one.
Playing with?
Let me think.
Who?
Me think.
Michigan? Is he playing with you?
No. FAU.
Miami?
FAU.
FAU.
Yeah, he goes, wait, guess what he says? Yeah. Wait, guess what he says?
Yeah.
But I downloaded Georgia's playbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know that's something I keep seeing, and I'm not a gamer, as we established earlier this week. I love college football, so I play the game. I keep seeing people talking about using other teams' playbooks for the team that they want. I have not ventured into it that deeply yet. I'm still playing with Miami on the alleged Miami playbook. I have not started downloading other playbooks yet.
Man. Well,
you naive, naive fools.
Yeah, I'm not that deep into it yet.
That's all I can hear is, I say, no,
yeah. There's so many different elements to this game that is, like, really changing the landscape. For example, in addition to whatever cool stuff they added to football, they added a social aspect, of course, or, like, a realistic aspect of, you know, whatever player you're making, you're not just going to start on the team you're going. If you're a walk-on, they make your player very garbage, and they make it very hard for him to make that team. And they add social elements of, like, you may not play for 6 weeks, so, you know, you're taking tests. You're talking to a girl. You reach out to a girl. She blocks you on Instagram. Now you're sad. It's like,
this is why I was saying it. You guys were making fun of me. Like, when I've actually still been playing, like, actual games to get kind of used to it.
Yeah.
But as soon as I start doing my dynasty mode, I'm going to be simulating through a lot of the actual games just so I can do the recruiting and all that other stuff. Like, I'll simulate through the season, and I'll get back to recruiting season.
We can't just play the game no more.
Oh, no way.
I mean, we can, but that there's so much more to it. Like, every now and then I'll sit and I'll go play, you know, four quarters of an actual game. But there's so much more that comes with the dynasty stuff that I like. All you're basically like simulating being the coach. It's the closest I'm ever going to get to being a coach. I wear khaki pants and loafers and a Miami polo while I'm playing the game. I get into it.
Yeah, and I mean, I go Al Golden. I wear the tie with the white.
Good for you. Now. I mean, not good promoting that guy, but good for you for getting into it.
You know, I'm all in. Although I didn't buy it yet, though. I just watched the YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. By the way, when I was in on the afternoon show.
That's true. Hold on. I've seen this.
Yeah.
People watching YouTube of people playing video games.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, weird. That it's a new market.
You need a light.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
No, it truly,
I don't watch it, but it's a big thing because people make sometimes they're like the really famous ones.
Yeah.
You know, this is like less than 1% of the people who do this. Most people just do it and nobody watches. But the really famous one can make millions of dollars having other people watch them play video games.
Now, a lot of the times they utilize this platform of like initially, and you know, as Dade Sal points out, that's why we're on Twitch right now. The initial idea was let's watch these guys play video games, but now it's transcended to IRL, like in real life kind of things where you just hang out with them. For example, Kevin Hart recently joined one of these streams, Kai Cenat, and they had a sleepover. You know, and they were doing normal things like the one chip challenge or like, you know, various games of some sort that are normal everyday things, but for some reason, as opposed to now people watching other people play video games, now they're watching them hang out. And it's like, why don't you just hang out with your friends? And they're like, no, I'd rather watch him hang out with his friends. He's cool.
Well, so now it's like everybody has their own reality show now.
Right.
All the really, social media platforms. Yeah. It's like
pretty much.
It's really what it is now.
Yeah, which is why, look, we need to flip the game. Leroy, you need to start doing restaurant reviews. We need to get this going on the Twitch. I need to attach a camera to you when you go to these takeout places and they ask you for a tip before they give you your food. I need to hear these reactions. We need to start making money, gentlemen. Yeah. We need it. Look at Dono. He's living in a practice facility. We need to get him a home.
But here's the deal. That the way society works, right? They would view that as me being a Karen. And it really isn't. It is when people call somebody a Karen sometimes is because you don't want to deal with the reality of what that situation is. Right. So if I go in and the service was terrible and somebody says to me, well, I'm here by myself or it's backed up in the back. I'm like, that's not my problem. I don't work here. Mm-hmm. I'm just here to buy food and get good customer service. I would be viewed as a Karen. Because I'm demanding the service that I'm paying for. And that's why that has a negative effect, because now you have other service members who will look at that incident and not say, oh, I better make sure my stuff is together, right? And take care of these people. They'll look at it as he doesn't understand and he's just being a Karen. And that's why I don't, you know, I say stuff on the show, but you can't, you like, it, like, instead of dealing with the issue, they'll deal with the complaint. Right. And nothing ever gets done. So,
yeah. I mean, you could choose to be the type of a vlogger who just only focuses on positive stuff. Like, you know, nah. Some people do that.
That's not, but,
that's
but
boring.
Again,
it is boring.
If,
yeah.
Again, if I order pickup,
I want Leroy to slap someone.
If I,
order, I would, by the way, I would watch a show of Leroy like ordering pickup. I would watch a show of Leroy yeah. waiting for the AT&T guy to you know come over biggest, and bury the cable. Wait, I would you know watch
the
all
biggest,
that.
The biggest fight I have in my head in life is giving a tip before I've gotten a service.
Yep.
It's annoying. Yeah.
And, yeah. and so if you order takeout and you pay with a credit card and they ask you for a tip, right? It's like Uber. Sometimes I got to chase Uber around the block because he can't follow directions yeah. or she can't follow directions. And now I done gave him a tip already.
And then they'll you give you a bad review if you complain that they couldn't find their house.
You think I care about a bad, like.
I care.
Dude, how about this? I've been getting bad reviews all my life from half of the people anyway. Mm-hmm. So by the way, would I got to get booed and cussed
another
at
thing,
when like, you go into a stadium?
Have you guys noticed this? And we live, you know, we live in South Florida, and this is a growing thing down here. And I think it's happening in a lot of other places where there's like a lot of tourism. More and more restaurants where you actually sit down and eat at. Like, I'm not talking about ordering Uber Eats and giving a pre-tip. More and more restaurants are automatically adding in 20% or 18% gratuity. And like, you don't, and which is like, I'm a good tipper, but I noticed that more of these places, they do no matter, it's no longer an optional tip, which listen, I'm fine tipping 20%, but if it's automatically in there, the service is probably going to suck because they know they're getting that money regardless.
You know what? I have said, if you include a tip in my bill, that's all you get.
Yeah, it sucks, right? Because you could have got more. Yeah.
You could have gotten more, exactly.
Because I don't, like, I'll look at a bill, and I'll say, okay, I've given a 50% tip.
Yeah.
If the guy, took care of my family and, why don't you get this and that or whatever, right?
I accidentally almost bought a laundromat. It was crazy. I read the prices wrong. They were very happy to help me.
What?
It was crazy. The price.
You almost bought a lot. You like, you bought like the store, the laundromat?
So I went over there for like wash, dry, fold, right? You know, they offer that service. Yeah. And I also had sheets, and I had read that, or I had understood, you know, there may or may not have been a language barrier. I understood that it was going to be $25 per sheet. It ended up being $25 for one, or for the total three sheets.
Oh, okay.
So I gave her money with the assumption that it was $75 worth of sheets I was paying for, in addition to a tip on top of that. So I believe when it all came down to it, I accidentally tipped $110 on the $75 total
thing. Wow.
So needless to say,
greatest customer ever.
Every time I walk in, "Ay, Mr. Marcos, Mr. Marcos."
they coming home, open the door for you.
Bro, I had three ladies carrying my laundry to my car. I'm like, this is strange. This is good service.
Well, and now every time you go back there, they're expecting like a 200% tip now.
My fiance went over there. They might as well have smacked her in the face, the lack of respect they gave her. I go over there, and they're carrying me to my car. Hi, Mr. Marcos.
That is amazing.
When we come back, more news from the NFL. We'll keep an eye on what Leroy may have given us a sneak peek on, and much more from around the league.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin. Leroy in for Leroy. Figgy in for Scooby. Before,
by the way, where were you yesterday, Marcos? I didn't catch the whole show, but I caught near the end, and it sounded like Dan Day was in for you.
Yeah, me and Len decided to hit happy hour a little early. So once noon hit, I was like, it's 12 o'clock somewhere. That's the saying, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. You know how I do.
Well, I think it was 5 o'clock in the UK when it was 12 o'clock here. So
there you go.
Doing happy hour across the pond.
There you go.
Ooh, we got some good ones.
What do you mean?
I don't tip if I'm picking up my food. You know what I
usually
don't like?
Do, but like a very small tip.
Is when McDonald's tries to get you to pay for dipping sauce.
Oh,
I hate that.
You know what? If you order first.
Yeah.
Right? And you pay by credit card, so it's ready. They ask you if you want a tip beforehand.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's you're putting the customer in an uncomfortable situation because you're making them feel like they're supposed to. And I don't think you should be asked to tip if you driving from your house to go pick up the food.
Yeah.
Because it ain't never ready when it was supposed to be.
No.
Right. It's a weird thing that, like, what we are expecting from each other, right, versus reality. Like, you shouldn't be required to tip in takeout. You just shouldn't.
Well, especially when the food is so darn expensive now, too. I mean,
right?
You know, it's not as if they're giving you some amazing deal where it's like, oh, I can't believe I'm getting these prices. I better tip them now. It's like, how can I afford to eat out anymore?
I will say this, though. If ever my order has been messed up and they fix it, right? I had a guy, when I went with my daughter, I ordered a filet, and he brought me a strip steak. And I said, I ordered a filet, right? I said, well, just pack it to go, right? He brought me the filet. I tipped the price of the filet because I appreciated him doing it.
Right.
And then I got my bill and realized he charged me for it.
Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not right, because it's right. Not as if, and I'm assuming this is a nice place, like they shouldn't be serving
Capital Grill.
Discarded steak to say, yeah,
it was Capital
they're,
Grill.
They're not going to be serving your steak to another person, so that was their mistake. You should not have to pay for their mistake.
No, but I knew it was going to be a problem when he said, oh no, I thought you ordered strip steak. Right. He didn't, he wanted to argue with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever, dude.
My biggest thing is I hate when Uber jacks up the prices. Like, what would normally cost me $25 via Uber Eats is now $45 before I even tip.
Right.
That's crazy to me. But that's how they make their money.
Yeah, for sure.
They the perfect way to make money. They don't invest in none of the food, none of the drivers, none of the nuts.
You just
pay them a service fee.
That's what I feel.
They just capitalize on our laziness, because a lot of people are like, yeah, if I don't have to leave, I don't care if I have to pay more. I'm just going to pay more and have somebody
bring it. The pandemic, right?
Yeah.
It kind of, like you mentioned, they have no expenses. So it's like, why the hell are you charging so much?
No overhead. Yeah,
they're not paying their drivers. They're not paying for the food. They're not paying for the gas. I don't know. It's strange. We're pretty much up against it, so I'll save this for the next hour. But in addition to a couple other things I wanted to talk about, ESPN released a list this morning. You know, summertime, so it's a list time for sure. But this one's interesting. I want to get your guys' opinion on a few of these. I won't go through the entire list because it's the top 100. So we'll just cover, you know, top 10, maybe top 25, because a couple of these names, a couple of these rankings, I'm pretty confused at. And other ones are a bit obvious. But this is ranking the top 100 professional athletes since 2000. So...
this athletes or a certain sport?
Nope.
Of any
sport? Athletes. Any sport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll discuss that.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Did not make the top 100.
What?
Did not make the top 100. Yeah.
Top 100 and Khabib's not
did
in there.
Floyd make Khabib it?
Was not. Floyd did make it. Floyd was at number 25.
Wow.
Yeah, indeed.
John
Bones Jones did make it, but I was very surprised at how low he was. He was in the 60s.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's because I don't think he has fought enough.
I mean,
he's been too self-destructive to his own career has been his issue.
But what I didn't like is that I have listen to 64 through 67 and tell me which name doesn't belong in your brain. 64, Mia Hamm. 65, yep. Okay. Kylian Mbappe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
66, John Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then 67, James Harden.
I mean
he's had a great NBA career. I'm not surprised he's on the list. He's no Mia Hamm, clearly.
I just think he hasn't done anything significant.
As far as what? If you look at his scoring and
MVPs awards,
he has an MVP award. He's a 10-time All-Star, 3-time scoring leader, 2-time assist leader, and a 6th man of the year.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's great, but is it top 100 great? Like you just mentioned.
How many
Khabib.
People in basketball have been the 6th man and the MVP?
Not a lot. Yeah. No, it's definitely. But
I think he belongs in there, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He belongs in there.
Maybe 90. We just mentioned.
You know
Khabib.
What it is?
Khabib is.
You know
there.
What it is?
Yeah.
Here's what it is. Your attitude towards James Harden has been skewed by our boy.
Totally. No, I do hate James Harden though. But he's above Kawhi Leonard. He's above.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard doesn't play.
Two championships for Kawhi Leonard.
I don't care. He doesn't play.
But Harden's got more accolades though, like individual accolades. He plays more.
He has more, but does he have more important? Like two Finals MVPs.
Like well, that. where is Barkov? Is he in the top 10?
No, he should be. He should be. I didn't see Bob. But they have Kawhi Leonard at 85. Venus Williams at 86. And you have...
Okay, well, I'm already going to say, since this is an ESPN list...
Well, then where's Serena? Serena got to be top 5.
But since this is an ESPN list, I'm sure it's going to be skewed more towards basketball and football, and it's probably going to disrespect some hockey players. It's going to disrespect some soccer players.
So there's soccer love, but hockey, there's no hockey love on this.
So it's disrespectful. I want to see the TSN list.
How do you
feel?
Give me
what are the Canadians saying?
Now you care about what the Canadians saying, Dono?
I mean, out of respect for hockey, I do. Not out of respect for that country.
Do you think James Harden is better than Ronaldinho? Do you think
he's higher than Ronaldinho?
Ronaldinho's 94.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic, 95.
Zlatan? Where's disrespectful to Zlatan.
Tell you, Connor McDavid is 98, finally. Ed Reed, 99.
Wow.
And you're telling me James Harden
Connor
is 67?
Connor McDavid is in the top 100. He's been in hockey for 12 seconds.
No, he's been in hockey for like close to almost a decade, I think.
One of Conn Smythe, 3-time Hart Trophy winner, 3-time MVP. Pretty good. Not good enough, though. Let's go Panthers.
6 years.
That's it?
So you're getting 20 years of credit for 6 years.
No, he was drafted in 2015.
9 years.
Okay, so he just got done with his seventh year.
Yeah. Well, there's more on this list that we will debate about up next on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
We started dancing and now put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin. Leroy in for Leroy. Figgy in for Scooby.
By the way, where were you yesterday, Marcos? I didn't catch the whole show, but I caught near the end, and it sounded like Dan Day was in for you.
Yeah, me and Len decided to hit happy hour a little early. So
okay.
Once noon hit, I was like, it's 12 o'clock somewhere. That's the same, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yep. You know how I do.
Well, I think it was 5 o'clock in the UK when it was 12 o'clock here. So
there you go.
Doing happy hour across the pond.
There you go.
Ooh, we got some good ones.
What do you mean?
I don't tip if I'm picking up my food.
Hmm.
You know what I
usually
don't like?
Do, but like a very small tip.
Is when McDonald's tries to get you to pay for dipping sauce.
Oh,
I hate that.
You know what? If you order first.
Yeah.
Right? And you pay by credit card, so it's ready. They ask you if you want a tip beforehand.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's you're putting the customer in an uncomfortable situation because you're making them feel like they're supposed to. And I don't think you should be asked to tip if you driving from your house to go pick up the food.
Yeah.
Because it ain't never ready when it was supposed to be.
No.
Right. It's a weird thing that, like, what we are expecting from each other, right? Versus reality.
Mm.
Like, you shouldn't be required to tip in takeout. You just shouldn't.
Well, especially when the food is so darn expensive now, too. I mean,
right.
You know, it's not as if they're giving you some amazing deal where it's like, oh, I can't believe I'm getting these prices. I better tip them now. It's like, how can I afford to eat out anymore?
I will say this, though. If ever my order has been messed up and they fix it, right? I had a guy, when I went with my daughter, I ordered a filet, and he brought me a strip steak. And I said, I ordered a filet, right? I said, well, just pack it to go, right? He brought me the filet. I tipped the price of the filet because I appreciated him doing it.
Right.
And then I got my bill and realized he charged me for it.
Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not right, because it's not as if, and I'm assuming this is a nice place, like they shouldn't be serving
Capital Grill.
Discarded steak to say, yeah,
it was Capital
they're
Grill.
Not going to be serving your steak to another person, so that was their mistake. You should not have to pay for their mistake.
No, but I knew it was going to be a problem when he said, oh no, I thought you ordered a strip steak.
Hmm.
Right. He didn't, he wanted to argue with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever, dude.
My biggest thing is I hate when Uber jacks up the prices. Like, what would normally cost me $25 via Uber Eats is now $45 before I even tip.
Right.
That's crazy to me. But that's how they make their money.
Yeah, for sure.
They the perfect way to make money. They don't invest in none of the food, none of the drivers, none of the nuts.
You just
pay them a service fee.
That's what I feel
they
like.
They just capitalize on our laziness, because a lot of people are like, yeah, if I don't have to leave, I don't care if I have to pay more. I'm just going to pay more and have somebody
bring it. Right?
Yeah.
It kind of, like you mentioned, they have no expenses. So it's like, why the hell are you charging so much?
No overhead. Then? Yeah,
they're not paying their drivers. They're not paying for the food. They're not paying for the gas. I don't know. It's strange. We're pretty much up against it, so I'll save this for the next hour. But in addition to a couple other things I wanted to talk about, ESPN released a list this morning. You know, it's summertime, so it's a list time for sure. But this one's interesting. I want to get your guys' opinion on a few of these. I won't go through the entire list because it's the top 100. So we'll just cover, you know, top 10, maybe top 25, because a couple of these names, a couple of these rankings, I'm pretty confused at. And other ones are a bit obvious. But this is ranking the top 100 professional athletes since 2000. So...
This athletes note. Or a certain sport?
Nope.
Of any
sport? Athletes. Any sport.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll discuss that.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Did not make the top 100.
What?
Did not make the top 100. Yeah.
Top 100 and Khabib's not
in
there.
Did Floyd make it?
Was not. Floyd did make it. Floyd was at number 25.
Wow.
Yeah, indeed.
John Bones Jones?
John Bones Jones did make it, but I was very surprised at how low he was. He was in the 60s. If
wow. Yeah.
Well, that's because I don't think he has fought enough.
I mean, he's been too
self-destructive to his own career has been his issue.
But what I didn't like is that I have, listen to 64 through 67 and tell me which name doesn't belong in your brain. 64, Mia Hamm. 65, yep. Okay. Kylian Mbappe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
66, John Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then 67, James Harden. To me,
I mean, he's had a great NBA career. I'm not surprised he's on the list. He's no Mia Hamm, clearly.
I just think he hasn't done anything significant.
As far as what, if you look at his scoring and
MVPs awards,
they have him. He has an MVP award. He's a 10-time All-Star, 3-time scoring leader, 2-time assist leader, and a 6th man of the year.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's great, but is it top 100 great? Like, you just mentioned Khabib.
How many people in basketball have been the 6th man and the MVP?
Not a lot. Yeah. No, it's definitely, but
I think he belongs in there, man. I'm sorry.
Maybe 90. We just mentioned Khabib.
You know
Khabib.
What it is?
Khabib isn't
you know
there.
What it is?
Yeah.
Here's what it is. Your attitude towards James Harden has been skewed by our boy.
Totally.
No, I do hate James Harden though. But he's above Kawhi Leonard. He's above
Kawhi Leonard doesn't play.
2 championships for Kawhi Leonard.
I don't care. He doesn't play.
But Harden's got more accolades though, like individual accolades. He plays more.
He has more, but does he have more important? Like 2 Finals MVPs?
Like where is Barkov? Is he in the top 10?
No, he should be. He should be. I didn't see Bob. But they have Kawhi Leonard at 85. Venus Williams at 86. And you have...
Okay, well, I'm already going to say, since this is an ESPN list... Well, then where's
Serena? Serena got to be top 5.
But since this is an ESPN list, I'm sure it's going to be skewed more towards basketball and football, and it's probably going to disrespect some hockey players. It's going to disrespect some soccer players.
So there's soccer love, but hockey, there's no hockey love on this.
So it's disrespectful. I want to see the TSN list.
How do you feel?
Give me what are the Canadians saying?
Now you care about what the Canadians saying, Dono?
I mean, out of respect for hockey, I do. Not out of respect for that country.
Do you think James Harden is better than Ronaldinho? Do you think he's better than...
He's higher than Ronaldinho?
Ronaldinho's 94.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic, 95. Zlatan?
That's disrespectful to Zlatan.
Tell you, Connor McDavid is 98, finally. Ed Reed, 99.
Wow.
And you're telling me James Harden is 67?
Connor McDavid is in the top 100. He's been in hockey for 12 seconds.
No, he's been in hockey for like close to almost a decade, I think.
Won the Conn Smythe, 3-time Hart Trophy winner, 3-time MVP. Pretty good. Not good enough, though. Let's go Panthers.
6 years.
That's it?
So you're getting 20 years of credit for 6 years.
No, he was drafted in 2015.
9 years.
Okay, so he just got done with his seventh year.
Yeah. Well, there's more on this list that we will debate about up next on the Tobin and Leroy Show.